Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Yud, and we're holding at the two dots, which are about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. And the Gemara asks an interesting shaila, which comes up from time to time. We have this in Yevamos and Ksuvos. Whenever we talk about the inyan of Bia, the question is, what is the definition of Bia? Is it Tchilas Bia or it's Soif Bia? Is Boilahu. Tchilas Bia Koina or Soif Bia Koina? We learned in our Mishnah, Isha Niknis B'Sholish Drachim, and the third way is Bia. What is the real Kinyan of Bia? Is it a Tchilas Bia? Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but elsewhere in the Maseches Yevamos, there's a machloikis of what the definition of Tchilas Bia is. Does Tchilas Bia mean that an Ishika from the outside, in other words, that the aver of the male did not even enter into the female, it was just an Ishika from the outside? Or is a definition that, which is called the Nishikas Eber, or is a definition that there was in fact a certain amount of penetration, that the Eber started going in, but there was no Gemar. Excuse me. The question is, what is the halachic status of that vis-a-vis Kedushin? Does a girl or the woman become Mikudeshis just with the Tchilas Bia alone, or does she become a Kodeshes only at the time of the Soif Bia? So now you're wondering to yourself, what's a Nafkimina? So the Gemara is a big Nafkimina. Nafkimina is if there was something that happened in between. Iboiluhu, Tchilas Bia Koina, or Soif Bia Koina. Nafkimina keep going. Yes.
Can we define clearly what is Tchilas Bia? It's only an Ashike, or is, let's say, the penetration of the Atoro?
Correct.
Without going further, what is considered a Tchilas Bia that I never knew?
No, what
it speaks of Tchilas Bia is without any penetration, Bichlal, just the Shike, or there is a penetration of the crown and no further.
What you have asked is exactly the two Tzedodim in the Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but it's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. And there the Gemara said there's a machloikis what harah means. Does harah mean just neshikas ever, or does it mean hachnosas o atara? That what you are saying now, in fact, are the two tzedodim in the Gemara. Okay?
Would be one or the other.
One or the other. It's a machloikis. One holds this, and one holds that. No problem. And now the question is, to effect a kiddushin, is that enough? Or does it have to be a soif bia, which means the ever goes in totally? So now the question is, what's menafkimina? Nafkimina is going sheheraba upashti yoda v'kibba kiddusha mi acher. Now this is a very interesting nafkimina. This is, I would hope, far more theoretical than practical. But you have a situation where a potential chosen is now doing bia. He's only doing so far just harroak, going sheheraba. And then there was another young man standing around and saying to the young lady, by the way, maybe you'd like to go and marry me instead. And the young lady says, hey, you know, that's a great idea. And what does she do? She takes Kesef Kedushin from that second fellow. And then we have the Gemar Bia subsequent. So assuming that from Tchilas Bia to Sof Bia, the whole difference was, let's take 30 seconds. So in the 15th second, somebody said, here, I give you a ring, hurry up, mikudeshesli. She accepts it. Guess what? If you hold Tchilas Bia's koina, she's already a married woman, and that giving of the ring is meaningless. On the other hand, if you say that only Soif Bia's koina, then she got the ring before the Soif Bia, and then she would be married to the second individual. So that'd be a gross nafkimina. That's one nafkimina. Inami, another nafkimina. The kohen gadol, the kakani psula bebia. My. We know that a kohen gadol is only allowed to go and take a psula. The isha bivsula yikach. Only allowed to go and take a psula. And then it says, kim besula me am of yikach isha. He's not allowed to go and take a beula. So now, what's the story? If the kohen gadol goes and marries a psula by giving kesef, or by giving a shtar, then there's nothing to talk about. And that's certainly permissible. That's how he marries a psula. Question is, what happens if he wants to be koina her bebiya. Okay, so what's the issue? The issue is the following. If you're going to go and tell me that he's only koina the girl at the time of the gemar bia, by the time we get to the gemar bia, she is no longer a psula. She's already a ba'ula, because he already started off the bia. If you're going to go and tell me that he's koina at the very first moment, b'shas hara, then that's fine. So then, at the time that he is beginning to make her into a ba'ula, that is the very time that he's also being koina her. So then there's no problem. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi says, 5 lines from the top, 6 lines, Chilas bia koina be'erizin. Inam le koin godel, im mutter le kadesh be'bia. Is he allowed to be kadesh be'bia? Because Iam is Chilas bia koina mutter. Because at the time he's doing the Chilas bia, we haven't even broken through the psulim yet. It's only at the very beginning of the bia. That being the case, he's allowed to go marry her through bia. However, from the time of Arah, now, presumably this is only the Arah that holds the Hachnosa Suatara, Hachnosa Eiver. If it's strictly Neshikas Eiver from the outside, presumably that would not make her into a Be'ula yet. But what the Gemara is saying is, Zutrashi, Vim Soiv Bia Koina, if Soiv Bia is Koina, that's when the Kinyan of the Kedushin took place. By the time we got there, she was already a ba'ula mishasara, already in my example earlier of 30 seconds earlier, or maybe a minute earlier, from the beginning of the bia until the end of the bia. So therefore, he's now marrying a ba'ula. And at this point, the shloi l'shem kedushin, it's already all over, because we're talking about that, what is kainet, the soiv bia. The breaking through the psulim already happened a half a minute ago. Vasir leinen should be osir tichsit, and the halacha of ba'ula is not only that the Kohen Gadol is now going to take somebody else's ba'ula, he's now going to even take his own ba'ula. So, since the tchilas bia of Achnosas Torah is going to go and cause a situation of a ba'ula, if you're telling me that the kinyan is only going to work at the soiv bia, by the time soiv bia comes along, half a minute or a minute later, or as long as it takes, by that time, she's already ba'ula. He wouldn't be able to go and consummate the bia together with her. So does the shaila, can a kohen gadol be koina, his wife, with bia? And that would depend on whether tchilas bia koina or yisoyv bia koina. It's my, so what's the din? Omer mei mishmei de rava, kol ha-boil da'at el gemar bia. Whoever's being boiled, his kavana, his interest is the gemar bia. Nobody's really interested in the hara to be legalistically or legally now married or not married. The ik of the kavan of a person who's doing bia is the gemar bia. And therefore, the gemar is answering our question and saying that soif bia koina, and that a koin godel would not be able to be mekadesh as ishtoi hapsula with bia. That's the conclusion of the gemar. This gemar on the surface is a little bit difficult, because the gemar in Maseches Yevamos says that the halacha is that hara'ah, which is tchilas bia, number one, not only is it koina for purposes of all the isurei ishus in parshiyos achrimois kedoshim, where we have all the incestuous relationships, all the ervis, that hara is enough. We more learn it because in a couple of places in parshiyos kedoshim it says hara and Haro, a couple of lishonis of Haro, from which we learn, and we learn it's not only the Gabi one, it refers to all of the eras. That being the case, Haro is enough. And not only that, Tosis says that the Gemara Maseches Yevamos learns that Kicha Kicha, here we have Kikach Isha, Uva'ola, which is then of course of Kedushin. And there too it talks about Isha Shiikach, Esachoisoi, or Bitoi, or whatever. The Torah also uses the Lashon of Kicha by the Aroyois. So just like by Aroyois, Haro is enough, then the Gabi Kedushin Haro is also enough. So there would seem to be a stira between the two Gemaras. Our Gemara tells us that Soiv Bia is Koina. Gemara Yevamos says that even the Haro, the Tchilas Bia is Koina. Tosis therefore gives 4 separate explanations how to answer that. If you look at the Tosis, the third wide line, Kol haboil daitel gemar bia tema to perik habal yevemtoi the alfina and the isha niknes labale b'harra. Oh, the kinyan works with harra. Asi kicha kicha by arayis. V'harra haynu tchilas bia. That's like we said. V'och hamasik. And here we're saying the soif bia koina. Make up your mind. Is it the tchilas bia? That's the harra. Or is it the soif bia? And Tosfos gives a number of answers. V'oimer rajba. The chi amrin and harra. Koina haynu b'shaloi osa ki im harra. Upirish miyad. If you only did hara, that was it. After hara, the person left. What happens now? The fact that he stopped after hara shows you that his mindset was not dafke gmar bia, because after hara he said, okay, I'm done. And in such a case, says the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, if that was your kavana only to do hara, hara is kaina. That's talking about that he went the full 9 yards from Tchilas Bia to the South Bia. Then he's not Koni Baro at the outset. Oh, so therefore there's enough community between the two scenarios. In Mesechtes Yevamos we're talking about that all he did was Hara, and then he finished. Oh, since he only did Hara, it's obvious that his Kavana was only to do the Kinyan and finish. In our case, however, he wanted to do the Gemar Bia. In fact, he finished off the entire Bia. Oh, so it depends really on the person's Kavanah. If the person's Kavanah is to do only Harah, then you take a Koinim Baharah, and you'll over on the Aroyos, etc. However, if the person goes all the way to Gemar Bia, then that's where our Gemara Shaila was. And the Gemara answers that, in fact, Kolaboyel Dat El Gemar Bia, and therefore only the Gemar Bia will be Koinim. And Tosfos brings the raya from the Lashon and Gemara, the Lashon Michiach, the Ka'omar Kol HaBoyel, the Ka'omar Kol HaMa'ara. It says Kol HaBoyel, Da'atei Al Gemar Bia. It doesn't say Kol HaMa'ara, whoever just begins the process of the Bia. It's a Chasimin, if you do a full Be'ila, full Bia, then Da'as is on the Gemara. For Ivon Tirit, Hoda Niknes Baro, Hainu B'mefarish, Eroitz Liknes Baro. Where he has to say B'pem Malei, I want to be koine you with Hara alone. And she says, fine. And then they end. Or it could even be that they continue on the entire bia, but they're mafarish, we want to be koine Hara. Avistam, if you didn't make any statement, no, stam dat al gemar bia. The normal situation would be gemar bia. Anyway, so you see there a couple of shotim, then Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, and all the way at the end he brings Rabbeinu Nissim Goy. So Tosfos brings four separate shotim. But based on our Gemara tells us that to be koines a isha bebia, normally it's through gemar bia and not the tchilas bia. And we continue on. Ibailu. Now the Gemara asks another shayla. Bia nisuin oisa oi erisin oisa. Our Mishnah says, isha niknis b'sholish drachim, kesev b'shtar ubebia. The kesev and shtar for sure only create erisin. Nothing more. After that, if you want full-fledged nisuin, you have to have chuppah. The Gemara Shaila is the Gabi, the Bia. Does that only do Erisin? Or perhaps you can go and accomplish both in one. Just do a Bia, and that's the legal equivalent for both purposes of Erisin and for purposes of Nisuin. And if in fact you would say that it affects Nisuin as well, then you would have two cases of Nisuin. One through Chuppah, and number two through Bia. But that's the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara is going to try to bring a number of rayas lekan u lekan. So the Gemara nafkimina won't be the nafkimina, and the Gemara knows, just throws out three nafkiminas, even though there are many more, as we'll see in a moment. Nafkimina liyosha, v'litamila ulahofer nidoreha. If a husband did an initial bia, what does it create? Erisin or nisur? If you're telling me that the bia alone causes nisuin, then yorisha umetamla umefin nidara, because now it's a fully consummated marriage. It's a full ishvi ishtoi, not an oros varusa. It's the whole 9 yards. It's even nisuin. So therefore, number one, yorisha. If chas v'shalom she passes away, he yashins her. Umetamla, if he's a koyin, he can go mimetama like he can metama to the other very close relatives. On his own, he doesn't need to come on to the father anymore because he's a full-fledged husband. That's if you hold the suit. The Yamas Eris and Oisa. Any Yarshi would not Yarshin her, rather the father would Yarshin her, or her brothers. Veini Metamelah, he cannot be Metamah, because he can only Metamah to the Nesua, not to the Arusa. Veini Meifa Nidorea, and he could not be Meifa Nidorim on his own. He could be Meifa Nidorim together with the father. As you know, when it comes to Erisin, then the two of them do Hafara together, the father and the Orus. So if only Erisin, then he could not be Meifa Nidorim on his own. He would have to have the Shutfus of the father. So Freddy Marmai, so what's the halacha? Is be a full-fledged Erisin plus Nisuan, or just Erisin? Omar Abay Toshima. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa. Ho'av zakoy mebita gedusha v'kesef b'shtar u'mevia. We've learned this already a number of times, that if you have a daughter who is a ketana, as biti nasat l'ishazeh, or even if she is a nara, based on the limud, v'yotzachinam ein kosef ein kesef l'odin zeh, v'yish kesef l'odin acher, that the father is zoicha to be mekadish his daughter nara or ketana b'kesef, he receives the kesef, v'shtar, he receives the shtar, u'mevia, he consents to the husband being Mekadosh or Bebiah. In other words, he submits her for the purposes of Biah, for purposes of getting married. So he has all of those schusim. And besides that, and the way the Gemara will learn shortly, even after the Erisin, the father continues to be Zoicha b'Metziyasa in her Metziyas, u'b'Masiyada and in her salary, u'b'Aforis Nedarea, he can be made for Nedarim, together with the Orus. Umekabel is Gita, if this Erisin falls apart, he can go be Mekabel the Get, as long as she's still a Ketana or a Nara. Ve'ina oichu peiris bechaya. However, he does not eat peiris, meaning that if she has her own property, this is a father and daughter, if she has her own property, how does she have her own property? She got it, for instance, from her grandfather, from her maternal grandfather. So now it's her Nechse Mulug. Here the father does not get Peiros in the Nechse Mulug. Who gets Peiros in the Nechse Mulug? Nisus. If now we go the next step and she has Nisuin, yes, all of a Baal. Now the Baal has all of the dinim that we spoke about until now. Zakoy Mimitsiyasa, Ube Masiyadeh, and Mufaris Nidareh, etc. However, the Baal is Yasser Olav Shoichel Peiros Bechayah, that he even eats the Peiros when she's alive. In other words, he's going to yarshin her Chas V'Shalom when she passes away. But even when she's alive, he gets the Peiros. That's Peiros of Nechse Mulug, like we know. Anyway, that's the end of the Braisa. So the way the Braisa is worded, it says that the father can be Mekadosh or Kesef Shtar Bevia, and then he has all the various rights that we enumerated in the Braisa. I find it somewhat interesting that when the Gemara asks the Shaila initially, whether it's Erisin Oisa or Nisuin Oisa, the Gemara says, what's an afkimina? Liyorsha, Letamala, Ulahafer Nidorea. In this Braisa, it doesn't mention anything about Liyorsha, Veletamala. It only mentions Lahafer Nidorea. The Gemara could have said, Nafkimina, Legabe, Mitziyasa, Masiya Deha, Oichel Peirois, etc. But the Gemara, for some reason, in the Shaila, mentioned or enumerated other Nafkiminas between Eris and Nisuin, other than what you find in the Braisa. Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa Bushtate in the Braisa, that the father can go and be Zoicha in Kiddushin, Keser Shtar Bevia. And then it says, Nisus, which he becomes Nisuin, yes, or love about. Is the Chmashma that the Keser Shtar and Bia did not affect Nisuin. Now, of course, Keser and Shtar, nobody even has a half a minute that affects Nisuin, that's clearly only Erisin. But why does it say Nisus, which sounds like it's a second level, it's a second event. Well, what do you mean? Bia already did Nisuin. Why are you telling me Nisus Yasar Lavabal? Is a chasimin, ketoni Bia uketoni Nisus, muzzach zayin lechoira, that Bia is taka only Erisin, just like Kesem and Shtar. And then the Braisa tells, subsequently, if there's going to be a Nisuin, then the Baal gets one more than the Av gets, and he gets the Peirois. Is lechoira aguteraya, that Bia only does Erisin and not Nisuin. Everything more kikitari. Nisus ashar. No, nishkaraya. The nisus that we're referring to in the Braisa is going on the kesef and on the shtar. The bia einachanami is full-fledged from A to Z, Erisin and Nisuin together. When it says in the Braisa, that when subsequently she becomes Nisus, Yeser Rabal, it's talking about the Kesef and Shtar cases. It's not talking about the Bia case. Okay. So far we have no Raya. Rav is trying to bring another Raya, whether Bia Oisa Erisin or Nisuin. Toshima Bas Shalishan Via Mechod, Miskadesh is Bia. This is a Brisa that tells us that the minimum age that a girl is considered to be a Bas Bia is 3 years and older. Because if she's less than 3 years, even if someone has been boiled a girl, I don't know how anybody can be boiled a girl of 3 years old, but there must be some deranged people out there. So if someone were to go and be boiled a girl that's only 2.5, the Gemara tells us, Bisuleha Choizrin, the psulim return. So what is it considered to be, you know, final psulim for purposes of a bas bia from 3 years and older? Okay, that being the case, Bashol Hashem Yemechem is Kadesh is Bebia. However, if someone tries to Mekadesh a girl that's only 2.9 and not 3 years old, says Rashi, it's as if Noisen Etzba Ba'ayim Ve'ein Abia. Yes, it'll bleed because she has those early psulim, but that's not real psulim because the permanent psulim only comes in later. It's, I guess, perhaps somewhat akin to baby teeth and permanent teeth. You have the temporary psulim which you can go and penetrate and pierce prior to 3 years old, but that's only temporary. The permanent only comes in at the age of 3, and from that point on, if you have a young man that is Mekadesh or Bebia, from 3 years and older, it works. Obviously, it has to be Midah Sa'av, because she doesn't have any seichel at the age of 3 years old to get married. But we know that, as Bitin Asatul Ishazeh, the father has all the rights to Mekadesh, his daughter, Bebia. Okay. Now, what happens if this is a situation where a husband Nebuch passed away, and she is now faced with Yivam? The Yivam can be Koina as long as she's 3 years old and older. If she's less than 3 years old, he cannot be Koina. For that matter, you wouldn't even have a case of Yivam, because how would she have been Miskadish in the first place that the Yavim should go and be Miyabimber? He can only have that she was 3 years and older for the original Kiddushin. And then her husband passed away. And now you have a Yavim. Okay, anyway, in Bola Yavim Kona, the Yavim can be Kona again from 3 years Ulamala. If Chas V'Sholom, somebody else, were to be Mizana with her, then that person would have a full-fledged din of being living with Eishes Ish. Of course, she would be off the hook, especially if it's against her will. But even if it was even if she was consenting, he couldn't do anything to her. She's not the bas mitzvah yet. She's only 3 years old. But there's just some background noise. But somebody else who lives with her is Mizana. He's Chai Mishameshes Ish, and therefore he would get either Chenek, or he would go and get Sreifa, depending if it was a case of bas koyin. The bas koyin, she would get a person who's boiled a bas koyin is, in other words, an aishus koyin. Someone who's mizana with an aishus koyin is a din of sreifa only on her, but not on him. He would only have the din of chenek. But anyway, yes, Rabbi, you have a question?
How old was Rivka when she married Yitzchak? She was also...
Yeah, Rashi says in Chumash she was 3 years old.
So in those days, apparently, when the Gemara refers to a 3 year old, doesn't refer to babies, it refers to Mishmana Talmud. Apparently, they were like grown women, except they did not have certain maturity. But physically, apparently, they were ready to get married. It seems that they were ready to get married.
Yeah.
That Rivka was 3 years old is derived from Midrash,
mm-hmm.
But in Seder Olam, she is. You were different calculation, and she is 18.
Admittedly, it's a machlokes, but according to the tzad, that it was 3 years old, Rabbi's making the point that apparently the physical structure was somewhat different than today, because it's hard to imagine that Yitzchak could go and marry a 3 year old who's a baby in a crib. So, presumably, she was bigger and heavier and larger and all the rest.
But not only that, she watered the Gemala. So she could have been carrying out these buckets if she were a little baby. So there's obviously something that needs to be clarified.
And Yetzushem, Tishbi Yataritz, we'll try to figure out all this information less lovely. But on a simple level, yeah, she was taka physically more able than a three-year-old today. I agree. Anyway, beginning back to Agumar. Gemara says, V'chiyam ala mishimeshes ish, umetame ez boy ala, letame mishkav tachtoin ki elyoin. Okay, so this is slightly complicated, not major complications. We're talking about that since she's already 3 years old, if she sees dam nida, not talking about dam psulim now, we're talking about dam nida, then just like any nida is tmeya shivas yomim, like it says in the Torah, and in addition to that, the Torah says that if a person is boil an isha nida, usihi nidasa olav, he also becomes tamei for 7 days, just like her. He also has 7 days. Okay, now, besides that, there's a din of tumas mishkav tachted ke'elyon. What does that mean? What that means is that normally when you have a zov or a zova or a nida, etc., who are on a bed, then number one, even 10 mattresses or 10 covers beneath them all become tamei, even though the person is only lying on the top mattress or the top cover and not all 10. Number two, if you were talking about the nida herself or the zov or the zava, etc., the tumah is a very intense tumah, then it's metame like an av hatumah, then anybody that touches it, any body, any person, or any kli that touches those 10 mattresses down below, those become tamei, both Adam the Kelim. Masha Einkein, if you're talking about the person who lived with the Nida, he gets a step down. Step down in the sense that the Mishkav down below him is only Metame Oichlin Umashkin, not Adam the Kelim, because it has the status of a Rishon Tumah. The reason why the Gemara uses the expression the Tami Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, explains Rashi, is that normally when you're talking about the Nida, both Elyon and Tachton are the same. Elyon meaning not only covers which are below the Nida, but even covers that are above the Nida. In other words, a blanket or a sheet which she used to cover herself. All of those are Metame Odom Mekelem. However, by Azov, the Tachton is different than the Elyon, in the sense that the Tachton Shilzov, those covers that he lied on, lay on, those are Metame Odom Mekelem. But Elyon, anything above him, blankets or sheets that were covering him, are only Metame, like a Rishonatom. So we're saying over here that the person who is boil and isha nida, not only does he get a din of tumah, and he has to count 7 days, but more than be, and then he has to go to the mikveh to become tahar, but also he, or actually his mishkav, where he lay on, where he lies on when he's in bed, it's also metameh, just like the nida is metameh. However, those mattresses or those sheets, etc., that are below him, they're not metame odem bekelem, like an avatumah. It's only metame oichlen amashkin, like a rishon atumah. And so therefore, the status of the boil is like the elyon shelzov. He's metame, his tachtoin has a din like the elyon shelzov, which is that it's only metame the oichlen amashkin and not odem bekelem. Fine. This is all, says Rashi, if the girl is at least 3 years old. If the girl is only 2.9, even though you had a boil that lived with her, the maximum tumah that it gives is that he has tumas erev, as if he's just touching the nida. If a person touches the nida, then he becomes tamei, goes to the mikvah, herev shamesh, and the person becomes tahar. No din of 7 days. Only 7 days if you have a be'ilah. Says this price, if the bia took place and she was already 3 years old, then it's a full-fledged nida and all halacha supply. 2.9, then it's just like touching a nida, only have tumas erev. Okay, now let's continue on. Vimnisis lekoyin oicheles betruma. Now, if she subsequently marries a koyin, then she eats truma. That's because we know the halacha is, the Gemara is going to discuss it in some detail in another moment, but we know that the halacha is min haTorah, and arusa can already eat truma. However, because of the two gezeiros, either because of Shemir Tashke or Simpoin, she cannot eat Truma Midrabanan. She has to wait until she's a full-fledged Nisua. So it says the price of Nisus, if she becomes Nisus Nisuan, look into a coin, I have this Betruma. Oh. It sounds like from this Brisa, before we continue, we said that we're talking about that she was already Miskadesh's Bibia, so she already had her initial Erisin. What's the effect of that Erisin that the husband is married, even though she's only 3 years old? It's a kosher Bia, they're married. And if the Yavim was Miyavim, it's a kosher Yibam. If somebody else is Mizana, it's Eshesish. In other words, as if she happens to be a full-fledged young woman, regular dinim. But now it's a vimnisis, and if she gets married with Nisuin, which means with Chuppah, then she even eats Truma. So before we continue on, we see already what the Raya is. That the Bia until now did not allow her to go and eat Truma. It's only if the vimnisis, the subsequent Nisuin, that would allow her to go and eat Truma. So the Chayra have a Raya that Bia is only Oysa Erisin and not Nisuin. I think Mor is going to bring that right another five lines, but I figured we would just focus on it here in the middle of the Brice. And the Brice continues in Baal, Le'a Echad Mikol Aroyesh Batoira, Mumsen Al Yoda, Behi Batura. If anybody among all the Aroyesh Batoira, in other words, if her brother were to live with her, if her father were to live with her, all of those types of halachas, all of the Aroyes, all of the incestuous relationships, the person that committed the incest, the man, would be Mumsen Al Yoda, would get Misa. But of course she would be Petura because she's not yet bat mitzvah. She's not 12 yet. If someone who was apostle to her married her, then apostle menakuna, then she becomes pselz menakuna, either because she becomes halala or a zayna, what have you, then she becomes apostle menakuna. Anyway, with this we've concluded the braisa, and now we're focusing again, the beginning of the braisa was ketani bia, and it says, if she's miskadesh, she's bia. Then we have all of those ramifications. And then the Brisa continues on, Tony Nisus, it becomes Nisus. She can eat Truma. Is L'choyra Raya that these two are mutually exclusive? The Bia is Erisin. And then there's a subsequent Nisuin. So I can be poish at my shayla and say the Bia only Oysa Erisin. Everything more and no. Hochik Omar Psham, the Brisa says, Oi, Ihani Nisuin, L'choyinenu, Oichelis Betruma. That really what the Brisa is telling us is one case of one Bia. And we're saying that Bia perhaps affects not only Kiddusha, but also Nisuin. And therefore, the Brisa, the focus here on the top of the Omid, is not Vimnisis Lakoyin Oicheles Betruma, but rather Vimnisis Lakoyin Oicheles Betruma, because she's been Nisis all along. Now, the Lashon of the Brisa is not Mashma that way, because the Brisa begins that Bashol Shem Yemechad Miskadeshes Bibia. So there's a Kiddushin. Kiddushin sounds like it's just Erisin. And then the Brisa continues on, Nisus, but if she had Nisuin, then Oicheles Nisus, of course, Oicheles Oicheles Betruma. So that was a Havamina. But the Gemara is saying, it's a little bit of a Doichik Pshat, because the Gemara is changing the Lashon. L'choyret, it should have said here on the top, V'im Hoysa Miskadeshes L'choyin, or V'im Hoysa Bia L'choyin. V'im Nisus, by changing from the Lashon of Miskadeshes to the Lashon of Nisus, it doesn't sound like it's one and the same, but that's how the Gemara interprets it, that we do not have an ironclad, concrete raya, that they are two different things. It could be that the Brice is saying that if this Bia was not a Bia with a Yisrael, or with a lady, but rather the Bia was with a Kohen, then a Kadosh Betruma. But the Maisa, if that's the case, it could be that the Nisuin was in the Bia was Nisuin all along, even from the outset, and therefore you have no raya that Bia Oysa Erisin. It could be that Bia is Oysa Erisin and Nisuin. And that's what he means. Then this is that original Bia was not just an Erisin Bia, but it was a Nisuin Bia, Lakoyin Eicheles Betruma. So bottom line is, we have no raya one way or the other. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, Toshima. Let's bring another raya. Now this raya that we're going to bring now, it's a braisa, but the discussion vis-a-vis this braisa is going to go not only to the bottom of the Omid, but till the top of the Amud Aleph, until the two dots, as you'll see in Mir Tashem shortly. I don't see any two dots. Yeah, there is two dots, about 10 lines in. So this is a fairly lengthy discussion on this Braisa, but the Braisa and the discussion is pretty straightforward. It's Toshima. Ukvar Sholach Yoichanan ben Bagbag, Eitzer Yehuda ben Beseder Linetzivin. So now before we continue on what the Braisa says, these are two interesting individuals, Yoichanan ben Bagbag. How do you get a name ben Bagbag? The Gemara doesn't tell us here, but there's a Toisis in Chagiga on Tes Amid Beis. The Toisis says that the name Ben Bagbag, similar to the name Ben Hei Hei that you have in Pirkei Avos, Ben Hei Hei Oimer Lefum Tzara Agra, that both of them were Gerim or children of Gerim. Why? Because the first people in the Torah that we find that became Jews were Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu. And Avram started off Avram, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu added a hey. Sarah started off as Sarai, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu switched it for a hey. So therefore, when you have a ben hey hey, that's a remez that this person is a ger, following in the footsteps of the original hey hey, Avraham and Sarah. Or he is the ben hey hey, his father was a ger, and he's continuing in that the following his footsteps. And then Toysa says the same thing applies to Ben Bagbag, because Beis and Gimel together is Begimatria Hei, right? Beis and Gimel is 2 plus 3 is 5, so it's the same thing as Ben Hei Hei. So, Shalach Yoichanan Ben Bagbag, Yoichanan the son of Ben Bagbag, a son of Bagbag, so apparently the son of Gerim, sent the following Shaila to Yehuda Ben Beseir and Netzivim. And Barry's going to jump up and say, well, we know Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir lived in Netzivim, because the Gemara says in Mesechtes Pesachim,
You're a
Tzivim
and you spread your
name. Right? Because a goy came back and said that he's been eating from the Karban Pesach for the last few years. And a Yehuda ben Beseder said, did you ever get from the Aliyah? No. No demand eating the Aliyah. Of course, the goy didn't realize the Aliyah goes on the Mizbeach. But as soon as he told the Kahanim that a Yehuda ben Beseder said, give me a portion of the Aliyah, they smell that something here is fishy. And they realize that he is a goy. So they said, fine. So now Yoichan ben Bagbag sends the following shayla to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder. Shemati alech, I heard that you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder, paskin. She'ata oimer, arus bas Yisrael loicheles betruma. Is that true? And arus bas Yisrael can eat truma. Shalach loy, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder sends him back a lengthy tshuva. And he writes to him, V'ata i'ata oimer kein. Don't you agree with me that min ha-Torah a Bas Yisrael can go and eat truma? Meaning, even though she's only an arusa, don't you agree that she can go and eat truma? Mutzachani b'cha, everybody says about you, I have a chazak, shat a boki b'chadri Torah. You are a boki in Gans Torah. Lidush b'kal v'choymer i'at yedeya. Can't you go and ask, or can't you darshan a simple kal v'choymer? Now the Mefarshim explain that L'chayim to go and put together a Kal V'chayimer, you don't have to be a Baki B'chadri HaTorah, Kol HaTorah Kula. What you need to be a Baki B'chadri HaTorah is so that you don't ask a Pircha from left field. The story is told that Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky was one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich, a tremendous Goyin, a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and they were Mechabed him one time for Siddur Kiddushin. So at the time of the Siddur Kiddushin, they were mechabed him to Masar Kiddushin, and Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, shortly before the Chuppah, the father of either the Chosan or the Kala Nebuch passed away. And now the Shaila is Vos Tumnim. What should we do? So Rabbi Shmuel Rabzovsky says, the Chapa Feidah Shei Gemara. The Gemara says, Mavir SMS Lefnei HaKala. We're not going to deal with the Levaya now. First, let's go and do the Chasana. And after they get married, then we'll go and deal with the Levaya. And that's how he proceeded to do. When he was finished with the Chasana, Ravozna Zatzal, who was the Rav of Zichron Meir, a tremendous Goyim, he heard about this story. The Ravozna wrote, I think, 12 volumes of Tshuvah Svarim, which is called the Chelik Levi, I believe. And therefore, a tremendous Goyim. When he heard the story, he said, that Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky forgot the Taz in Hilchos Avelus, where the Taz writes that even though the Gemara says Mavir Nesemes Lefnei Akala, however, the Ein Anu Noyagin Kain, we're not noyag that way. We are noyag that we take care of the Levaya first, and we postpone the Chasana if necessary. So when Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky heard that, he said, I knew that one had to be a Boki Betiv getting the Kiddushin, so I studied the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch top to bottom, every one of the Mefarshim, to know exactly how one is Masada Kiddushin. However, I didn't know that you have to be a Boki in Hilchas Avelis as well. Apparently you do. So you have to be a Poisik to deal with all potential issues, not just the issues of involving the Kiddushin itself. So here too, what is the Gemara saying? Says the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to Yochanan ben Bagbag, I heard that you are Baki b'chol chadriya Torah, so I'm not nervous that if I say a kal v'chomer, or if you said the kal v'chomer, that you'd find a pircha from left field, from a chweis, from Hilchas Avelis. Why? Because I heard you are Baki b'chadriya Torah. See, if that's the case, you don't know how to darshan a simple kal v'chomer. U'mashivcha kenana she'en b'yosa machilosa b'truma. Kasva machilosa betruma. Let's talk about a shifcha kananis. If a kohen purchases a shifcha kananis, what's the din? If he purchases her with money, then of course machilosa betruma. Why? The kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasvoi. Avad is machil betruma. What happens if the kohen instead performs bia with the shifcha kananis, which is inappropriate? That's not the way your koyde shifcha kananis. So guess what? Ein bias machilasa betruma. That bi is not going to be machil betruma because he has really no business in being ba on shifcha kananis. So the bi is not going to affect eating truma, but the kesef will. So zu meaning a normal bas yisrael that gets married to a koyin should be also machilasa betruma. That the bia certainly is machil betruma. How do I know it's certainly machil betruma? Because Rashi says, because once they become husband and wife, then it has a din of, what does it say in the Pasuk? That the kol toir bebeischa yoichal oisai. Anybody who's toir in his house, meaning any member of the household, can go and eat truma. So, bia, she's a member of the household, machilas betruma. If that's the case, in addition to kas machilas betruma, then certainly kesef should be machil betruma. And therefore, that's the conclusion of the kal v'chomer. And that's what this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is saying to Yochanan the Bagbag. That when I said that Arusa Bas Yisrael Lechev is Betruma, it's based on this Kal V'Choymer. I don't know why he doesn't learn it from the Koyin Ki Yikna Nevesh Kinyan Kasvoy. It could be because he holds that Pasuk is only talking about material possessions. When you buy an Ever, you buy a Shivcha, but not when you acquire a wife. Maybe that's not considered to be koine kinyan, kinyan kesef, kinyan kasvay. Fine. But I do learn it from this kal v'chomer from shivcha kananis, where bia is not machel, kesef is machel. Here the bia is machel, and kesef certainly is machel. So therefore, Yoichanim and Bagbag, you heard correctly that Arusa Bas Yisrael Oichel is betruma. But that's only min ha-Torah. So what can I do? Shari Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, no. Ain't a Rusa Bas Yisrael Lechel Betruma Shidikones Lechupah. What's the reason why? The Gemara doesn't go into it. Now, we'll go into it a little bit further down because of either the concern of Shemetashke Li'achia Uli'achoyseha or because of Simpai. We're going to discuss that shortly. With this, we have concluded the Braisa and we've concluded the response of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to Yochanan ben Bagbag. So now the Gemara wants to understand how that kal v'chomer works. Freit Gemara, hey chidami, how does that kal v'chomer iba b'yishal yidei chupa v'kesef shal yidei chupa? Are you talking about? Remember, what was the kal v'chomer? Matar chashiv kananis that the bia doesn't help to be machul betruma, but the kesef does. Here with the bia, here meaning by the bas yisrael who marries a koyin, should be also machilosa, then avada kasva machilosa. What's bothering the Gemara is, how do I know bia is machil more than kesef is machil? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that bia is a greater machil than the kesef? That it's a dovah poshet. Zu Abbas Yisrael that the bee is machel is the chavad that the kesef is machel. Frankly, more hechidah. Even bee shal yidei chuppah v'kesef shal yidei chuppah. Are we talking about a bee that was combined with a chuppah and a kesef that is also combined with a chuppah? If that's the case, b'tshuvayu mechel achla, then in both cases she eats. Meaning, because if there's a chuppah involved as well, then she's a full-fledged nesuah. And therefore the gzeirois that we spoke about a moment ago don't apply. There's no shematashke, and there's no simpai. The whole shematashke is that she's still living in her father's home. If she's already nechneses l'chuppah, that by definition, that means she's now in her husband's rishus. There are no brothers and sisters that she's going to share her shlachmanis with, or that she's going to share her truma with. So that's not a concern. The next concern about simpoint is that we're afraid that the husband at the time of the first bia might discover that she has some terrible blemish and therefore she is repugnant on him, and that's the simpoint, the potential balmum. If you're talking about that there was already a chuppah, a bia mitachuppah mitakesa mitachuppah, so then those two concerns fall away. She's a full-fledged nesuah, and of course she can go and eat. Nobody disagrees with that. Everybody agrees a nesuah can go and eat. So you don't need a kal v'chaymer for that, and the aval omru, aval mo'es, the she'omru chacham, wouldn't apply. The Ella must be talking about the bia she'ayidei chuppah, because the she'ayidei chuppah. Oh, it must be there was a bia that was accompanied by a chuppah, and a kesef that was not accompanied by a chuppah, and therefore saying, ma, doch, she can go and eat. When there was bia, then she could certainly eat when there was just kesef. Frey timura, hachatarti v'hachachoda. How can you go and compare bia sha'idei chuppah, which means that there were two things that happened, a bia mita chuppah, and learn from that a kesef that was a kesef without chuppah? Hachatarti, the reason why she can go and eat in the case of the bia, because it was a full-fledged nisuin, bia with chuppah. The reason why she cannot eat by kesef, because kesef was only one stage, was only kesef. There was no chuppah. So I don't understand the kal v'chaymer. Ela lav l'choyra, what's pshat in the kal v'chaymer? The bia shaloi al yedei chuppah. The kesef shaloi al yedei chuppah. Oh, both of them are on the exact same level. Bia without chuppah and kesef without chuppah. So now, let's analyze the kal v'chaymer. If you're going to tell me that bia on its own already affects not only erisin but also nisuin, then I can understand how the reasoning of the kal v'chaymer works. What did we say? Madach, that the shivcha that you buy, if you performed bia, ainu machu betruma, if you pay kesef, machel betruma. Here, the Bas Yisrael, that through bia is machel betruma. Why is bia machel betruma? After all, if it only affects kiddushin, how do you know that bia machel betruma? Ah, because it affects nisuin. Now I understand. Biyasa bia alone makes nisuin. So in addition, kas machilas betruma, then certainly kasif should be machel betruma based on this kal v'chayim. Also, l'chayra, I have a raya that bia affects not only erisin but also nisuin. Eliyam is kedushin oisa. If you're going to tell me that bia only does kedushin, maishnahach of pshitalei, maishnahach of misapkalei. How are we learning bia? How are we learning kesef from bia? Why is bia any more pashit than kesef? As they frayti ma, is the chayda shtar karaya that bia affects not only kedushin but also nisuin? Is the chayda guta raya? Really, it's talking about that the bia was accompanied with a chuppah, in other words, a preceding chuppah, and then after that she had a bia, or there was a bia, and after that there was a chuppah. But the point is that there were both steps, both stages, and that's why she's able to go and eat truma. And the kesef is talking about shalaya yidei chuppah. Hayudika amris hachatayti v'hachachada. That's what we asked a minute ago. How can you learn kesef, which is only kesef on its own, a kal v'chomer from bia, which is bia plus chuppah. Efe di Gemara, kal v'chomer mia isay, you could still work a kal v'chomer. V'hachi sholach lei. And now what we're going to do is what the Gemara calls elsewhere, achnes b'kal v'chomer. I'm going to throw into this kal v'chomer the differences between that this was a bia mit chuppah and this was a keser without chuppah, and you see it's going to work after all. And we're going to start again. What's the kavuchay? Umadach shifa kananis. She'ein biyosim achilosim betruma afilu al yedei chuppah. If a person buys a shifcha kananis and he performs bia, and he says, let's go into a cheder yichud, let's go and stand under a chuppah, let's go into, I'm bringing you into my bias. He does all of the above. Abia mit a chuppah. He's a little bit strange, because that's not the way you treat a shifcha kananis. But that's what he did. He had a bia mit a chuppah. What's the din? It's not Machel betruma, ma shifcha kananis she'ein biyosem achilosem betruma afil yedei chuppah. However, kasva machilosem alei chuppah. As soon as you pay 5 cents for the shifcha kananis, assuming that 5 cents is worth more than a shavu puta, from this point on, she can eat. She doesn't need a beer. She doesn't need a chuppah. She just needed that nickel, that shavu puta, just the kesef. So zu, this bas Yisrael, shebiyosem achilosem betruma al yedei chuppah, that the combination of the beer and the chuppah is machil betruma, ain't it in shekas machilos betruma b'lei chuppah? And then Avadi should go and say that the kesef is machil betruma even without chuppah, just like by the shifcha kananis you said that the kesef machilos without chuppah. So that's my kal v'chayim. And therefore, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I have no raya one way or the other whether bia affects nisuin or only erisin. And now we finish off the second half of what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, even though this Kal v'chomer l'chayra is ironclad, concrete proof that an arusa is allowed to go and eat truma, even arusa al yedei kesef, and my hands are tied, why mishom de ula? Who is ula? We had ula back on daf hey amit aleph. You go back to Hey Amud Aleph for 10 seconds, you see four lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara says, V'amu Ula, D'var Torah Rusa Bas Yisrael, Echel is Betruma. V'ay Kini Kasvihu, V'matam Amru, Ein Echel is, Zeri Shem Yimzik L'Kois, V'tashkenu, Li'achel, U'li'achoyseho. Okay, so Min HaTorah says, Reb Yehuda Ben Beseira to Yochim and Bagbag, you are a Bas Yisrael, and Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. However, Midrabanan, you cannot eat because of Ula. I see Robbie has a question.
I don't understand the Karbuchoymers, because there are different minyonim regarding different things. Regarding the Chifra Knanis, Bia doesn't come into Cheshbon, Chuppe doesn't come into Cheshbon, because it's not Shayach Bichlal. The Torah never said that you are allowed to
Which you're saying is absolutely correct, and presumably that would be Ben Bagbag's response. But what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is saying is that taking two women, both of whom are being acquired by a kohen, here you have a shivcha and here you have a wife. By a shivcha you can go and do a bia mitachupa and you can stand on your head. It's not going to be machel. All you have to do is give your shava pruta, and we're done. By an isha, however, if you do the chuppah and the bia, then you could eat truma. It's a chavada, if you go and give the shava pruta, it should certainly help to go and be machel b'truma. But you're right. I mean, shivcha, l'chayra, these kinyonim are not even shayach. However, it's not shayach legally, but physically it's shayach. One can do a bia, one can perform a chuppah. But it has no legal effect to be machel betruma.
No legal effect.
But by the isha, it does have legal effect, the chuppah together with the bia. So therefore, I learned from that a kal v'chomer that it should, even by kesef, it should have the legal effect of being machel betruma. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
Yeah, why doesn't a shifcha kananis, who a kohen performs bia and chuppah with, why isn't it demonstrating shichur and he's making her into a wife? Because since those are actions associated with a wife, and she already had tefillah because she's a shifcha kananis, being bought by a Jew, wouldn't that seem to demonstrate that she's being shukheris? And even though a kohen is not supposed to marry a shifcha, it's usher. She's like it's mischal of him. But why doesn't it demonstrate as it were, no, no, machshava nikar mitoch masa, that since he's performing these actions, he's effectively mishachbar her and marrying her, albeit illegally.
Back in Maseches Gittin, we had a sugya dealing with those types of issues, and there was talking about an Eved Kanani where the Odoin helped him put on tefillin. Gemara says over there, if he just put on tefillin on his own and the Odoin ignores him, you want to put on? He's in tahit, I'm not going to stop you, I'm not going to help you. That would not be a siman of shechur. If he helps him on, put on the tefillin, that would be a siman of shechur. And that's because he was performing a mitzvah that normally an Eved Kanani would not perform. So by allowing him and by participating in that, that would show that he was Meshuchra. And the Gemara says similarly, if this Odoin was involved in a chasana where this Eved Kanani is marrying a Jewish girl, and he's allowing all of this to happen, this again is Dvar Mitzvah, of course a person should get married, and therefore if he is authorizing, allowing it, and all the rest, then it's a siman that the person is Meshuchra. In our situation over here, there is no mitzvah for the Odoin to go and live with the Shifcha Kananis. And if he goes and lives with the Shifcha Kananis, as you correctly pointed out, in fact it happens to be an Aveira. So with commission of that Aveira, he's not showing Shichrur, he's just showing that he cannot vanquish and conquer his Yetzer Hara, especially now in the middle of Elul, and he should know better not to go and live with his Shifcha Kananis. But since he's not performing a mitzvah, if he would have her go and marry somebody else, that would show that he was meshacher her, and that's why he's now one of the mechutonim at the chasana, allowing her to marry somebody. But going and living with her, that would be a siman of his violating the law, not of performing a mitzvah. Anyway, Siddusuk Diyamara, that was the drosha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya. Just to conclude this discussion, why Taka, since we said about Ben Bagbag, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya says, Muchsakani, that you're Boki Bechadri Atayra. So, Oy Bazoi, why didn't he, why wasn't Ben Bagbag maskim? Says, Yomar, Ben Bagbag was a maskim. Ben Bagbag, Shivcha Kananis, Lishaya Bekinyana, Hakashaya Bekinyana. What does that mean? By Shivcha Kananis, the reason why she can go and eat when Kesef is paid, because as soon as Kesef is paid, we're done. There's a full transaction, a full closing. She has been bought by the other. Mashenken over here, by the case of the Bas Yisrael, who's married to the Kohen, if there's only Kesef, Kesef only does Eirusin. Everybody agrees that Kesef only affects Eirusin and not anything more. So that's why there's a major difference between Shivcha Kananis. Shivcha Kananis with Kesef, she's Machel Betruma. Why? There's nothing more to do. We're done. Mashenken, the God baby Bas Yisrael. Even though Kesef has been given, however, we still have to get to the second stage. Since we haven't got the second stage, Shai B'Kinyana, she cannot be Ocheles B'Truma. So according to this understanding, this Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara, there's in fact a fundamental machloikis between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya, whether an Arusa Bas Yisrael can eat B'Truma min HaToira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya says, of course she can eat min ha-toyra. I have a kal v'chaymer. Yoichan ben Bagbag says, no, she cannot eat based on a kal v'chaymer, because your kal v'chaymer is learning from a shivcha. Shivcha can eat b'kesef, of course, l'shaya b'kinyana. Here, however, shaya b'kinyana. So therefore, she cannot eat b'kesef, even min ha-toyra. Not just min drabon, even min ha-toyra. So the machloikis min ha-toyra, can Arusa eat truma? Ravina, Omar Ravina says, no, I respectfully disagree. Everybody agrees. Sai ben Bagbag, Sai Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya. Everybody agrees that min ha-toira, even with Kesef Kedushin, a Bas Yisrael is allowed to go and eat Truma when she marries a Kohen. It's Midrabanan who, the Sholech Lei. The Shaila that he asked, that Ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya was, I heard that even Midrabanan you're allowing the Bas Yisrael to go and eat based on Erison. And therefore, what his shaila was, Shemati Alecha, I heard about you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseya. Sha'at ta'im arusa Bas Yisrael l'chedes b'tumah v'lechayshes l'simpoin. You're not worried about the simpon halacha. You're not worried about that maybe eventually he's going to go and discover that she's a balas mum. So you, I heard, are paskening the narusa who got married through kesef or through shtar, or yichelis betruma, and you're not worried about simpon. Is that true? Sholachle. So he responded. V'ata yata oimer came. Don't you agree? Masakani bechosha debaki bechadri yatoira. Literish v'kal v'chaymer yata yedea. Don't you know about this famous kal v'chaymer? What's the kal v'chaymer? Umashivcha kananis. She'ein biyosa machilosa betruma. Kas machilosa betruma. And now we're throwing in three words. V'loi chashinan l'simpoin. And I'm not concerned by simpoin. I allow a shifra kananis to go and eat based on kesef, even though I just bought her 5 minutes ago. After I paid my money for the shifra kananis, she comes into my home. I immediately give her a lunch full of truma. It was a truma sandwich. Both pieces of the bread were both truma. I gave it to drink from truma wine. I don't even know about simpain. I don't know if she's a balmum. I don't care. I don't know. Like hashin was simpain. As I zogt, Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, Zu, this girl, Abbas Yisrael, that's getting married, should be also machilosa betruma. B, certainly machil betruma, and what? Einoidin, certainly I should go and say, shekas machilosa betruma, v'lei nechesh l'simpoin. Just like by the Shivcha Kananas, I'm not worried about simpoin. I shouldn't be worried about simpoin over here, too. And therefore, Reb Yoichanan and Bagbag, when you are raising this issue, what about simpoin? What about simpoin? I told you, based on this kal v'chomer, there's no chash, nothing to worry about simpoin. Avmoes. However, I will agree to you, bottom line, the narusa bas yisrael should not eat. Not because of simpoin, but because of the gzeira of ula shemetashke le'acheha uliach yoisel. She'omer chacham narusa bas yisrael le'acheha v'truma ad shetikones chopa. What's the reason why? Mishum de Ula, that's Ula that we had back on Daf Hei Amid Aleph of the Shema Tashkarit. So bottom line is, Kum Techos, that there is no machloikis between Ben Bagbag and between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Both agree that Minatoira one can eat. Both agree that Midrabanan a Bas Yisrael cannot eat. The only machlokes between them is, what's the reason? Ben Bagbag says that the reason is because of simpoin, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that the reason is because of ula shema tashke. So you're wondering, what difference does it make? The Gemara is going to ask that question in another 8 to 10 lines. But in the meantime, the Gemara wants to continue on the discussion, the dialogue. Ben Bagbag simpon bavodim leslei. Why taka doesn't Ben Bagbag learn the kal v'chomer that we just had of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? The Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that even with simpoin, I'm not concerned. Just like by a shivcha, I'm not concerned about simpoin. Legabi Abbas Yisrael that gets married, I'm also not concerned about simpoin. L'chayra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has a good point. Says Ben Bagbag, no, I respectfully disagree. Simpoin bavodim leslei. Simpoin means a mum, a blemish of some sort. So said Ben Bagbag, a mum is a major concern if you're marrying a woman. You want to make sure that she doesn't have a blemish. But if you're buying an eved, who cares if they have a blemish? And the Gemara expels it out. Imumin shebegolihu, are we talking about a blemish that is readily visible on her face, on her hands, or whatever? And therefore she is repugnant. Nobody would want to buy such a shivcha. If he bought her and he paid money for her, apparently he's looking away. These mumin shebegoli don't bother him. After all, why you're buying a shivcha is for malacha. You're not buying a shivcha for ishus. So he doesn't care. If you're talking about it's a mum that is covered up, and therefore we're worried about that when he discovers that she has a mum which is covered up, and therefore he may not want to go ahead with this transaction. He may want to go back to the moicher and say that this was a mekach tos. I didn't know that she had such a mum. Why would he care that if on her belly she has some sort of mum? Who cares? He doesn't want to go and live with her. He bought her to be a slave, to be a maidservant. It was an afkimin. So Layikbasle, he doesn't care. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, say Layikpatli, right? Layikpatli. Comes from a Gemara. There's no such biblical term, Yikbasle. They learn from the Gemara, Layikpatli. Nimtzeganav Ikobiusis. Maybe we're going to talk about that the form of mum was not a physical blemish, that maybe it was a legal or a criminal blemish, that maybe we'll find out that this Shivcha is a ganavta, or maybe she was a kubyustis. Rabbi Shashi says a kubyustis means a goinav nefashis. Goinav nefashis means a kidnapper. Toysis disagrees. Toysis says that means a masachik bekuvia, and that therefore that might lead them to have to go and steal because they are constantly betting in Las Vegas or whatever. But regardless, so do you want higiyoi? What does that mean, higiyoi? Says Rashi. Harihushaloi distam eved ganafu. Anytime you buy an eved or a shifcha kananis, you have to assume that you are also buying a ganaf, a kidnapper, a gambler, because after all, these are the lowest beings in society. So you can assume that that's the case. Don't tell me I'm going to find out later that the person is a ganav. You knew that there's a high likelihood that she was a ganav when you bought her. So then, again, simpon doesn't apply. My omra, oh, I know what the simpon would be. That maybe she's a list of mezuyan or nichla lamalchus. That is, of course, very unique. A list of mezuyan that she has guns that she goes and uses and holdups. Or nichla lamalchus, says Rashi, is that she is already chayiv misa because she did something terrible. She's a wanted criminal. That's already, you know, you go into any post office, there are large signs, wanted signs. So everybody knows that that's the case. So if he bought her, he bought it knowing that she was either list of mezuyin at Nechta Lamachas. So there's no concern of simpon by Avadim. So Ben Bagbag says, respectfully to Rebbe Ben Beseda, you brought a Kal V'Chaimer and you said, oh, I see by Avadim I'm not worried about, or by Shvachis I'm not worried about simpon. So Bas Yisrael, I'm also not worried about simpon. Says Ben Bagbag, I'll tell you why you're not worried about simpon. You didn't go and buy the shifra for Ishus, so I have nothing to worry about that she has a hidden blemish. And I'm not even worried that she has a hidden blemish on her legal record that she's a criminal, because you knew about it or you should have known about it. So bottom line is, there is no machloikis between the two, between Ben Bagbag and between Yehuda Ben Beseda. They both agree, Min HaToira, she can eat Petruma, and midrabanan she cannot eat. So what's the nafkamina? He says that the reason is because of Shematashka, and he says that the reason is because of simpon. So timora mechti bein lamar liyochla midrabanan you cannot eat. My benayu was a nafkamina. Efrid marikem benayu kibel mosar v'holach. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Kibel mosar v'holach. It's about 10 lines of Rashi in siminu. It's a siman to remember. Okay, so what do these things mean? Kibel, kibel olav esa mumen, mishum simpon. Mishum simpon leka, mishum du'ul ikka. We told this chosin that this kala might have a secret blemish on her tummy or somewhere else, and therefore maybe you, chosin, will not want to go ahead with consummating the marriage. And he says, no, Sprinza has every mida toive shiksuva batoira. She's a tsunua, she's a chachomis, and she's great, she's wonderful. Even if she has a hidden blemish, it doesn't bother me. So Kibel, he was already makabel the mumin, so mishum simpelek, and there's nothing to worry about simpon. So then lechoira, the arusa should be able to go and eat. I'm not worried about a subsequent flaw that he's going to find. I mean, shum de ula ikka, but the swara of ula still applies, because since she's still living with her father in her father's home, her brothers and sisters will say, Sprinza, can you share with us some of the shlachmunas that your chosin sent you, that your orus sent you? So that's kibbal. What's masar v'holach? Masar v'holach are basically the same. Rashi says, masar ho'av lishluchi habal. The definition of chuppah, at least one of the major definitions of chuppah, is that the husband takes her now into his home. What happens before she actually enters the home? The father sent her to the Baal's home with shluchim. That's the mosar. The holach is, or shaholchu shluchi ha'av im shluchi ha'baal. The shluchi ha'av are now traveling together with the shluchi ha'baal in a procession, taking her to her new home, to her Baal's home. Even though they're still en route, from this point, Simpan still remains a concern because she has not lived with him yet. When he sees her for the first time, when they're performing intimacy, he may find her repugnant. Maybe she has some terrible mum, some terrible blemish. Ah, so Mishom Simpan Ika, Mishom Shema Tashka Leka, I no longer have to worry about that she's going to go and perhaps feed her brothers and sisters with truma accidentally. She's no longer in her father's home, and they are not accompanying her. So if en route they decide to go and take a snack, or decide to eat lunch, because it's still a while till they get to the Baal's home, you don't have to worry, the brothers and sisters will say, no, no, Shengel, Gnandel, Sprinza, give us some food to eat, and that might be truma. Why don't you have to worry? It's because they are no longer around her. They are staying in the father's home. So those will be the nafminis, kim maslach. Bottom line, Rabbi, so we've now finished this sugya. And notice, the Gemara has not been able to be poshit ar shayla, whether Bia is ois nesuin or only erisin. So this remains an open shayla. And that's the way, if one wants to be certain to go and consummate a marriage with nisuin, it has to be effected with chuppah. Bia alone is not enough, because Igmar blives with an iboyed leivshita, whether Bia only performs erisin or even nisuin, I don't know. Chuppah is, you know, for sure. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you all for joining, and that will be continuing.